Big orders, yeah.
Nobody died, fortunately.
So. Yeah, that's great. Well, these people burn up in the dang thing. Yeah, but you do have those creepy feelings. But anyway, oh gosh, hopefully we'll have no more of that stuff. I don't know. It's just crazy. Here's on a good note.
What's that?
The Veterans Guest House in Reno won the $25,000.
What's that mean?
You didn't vote? You didn't see my Facebook? And I said, look here.
I don't go
I got all these 1,200, 1,500 friends. I'd like you all to vote.
I'm kind of on Facebook, but I'm not really on Facebook.
Well, you just better get on it. It's what's happening. But anyway, you go on in the Home Depot and vote, and we won. Okay. Friday, February round, Aprons in Action, it was called, from the Home Depot Foundation, and it was a voting program. In March, each of the monthly winners will be in the running for the grand prize of $250,000.
Well, that's cool. You really are responsible for this, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I voted. No.
So you get a cut.
And actually, we were up against Alabama, a place in Alabama. And the morning of the end of the contest, we only had like 2 hours, and we were 200 votes behind. And boom, we did it. And thank you, Facebook friends and fans.
I wish I could say I helped you, but I didn't.
Well, you better start paying a little closer attention. These are important things. But it's so wonderful. They won the $25,000. Now they go in for the $250,000, and now you can vote when that all happens, okay? I will remind you, and you, Sean, who's looking into the rafters, you'll vote too, right? Mm-hmm.
Biggest thing that's happened to me on Facebook in 6 months is Sean finally friended me, so I'm all set.
He said he was just playing. He already defriended you.
Can you do that, really?
Yes, you can.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, you block people. Oh, it's fun.
I'm defriending you first, Sean.
Now, also, having exhausted his appeal in state court, Darren Mack. Remember Darren Mack?
Yep, I sure do. That happened right when I came here.
He was sentenced to life in prison for killing his wife, shooting their divorce judge. He told a federal court his constitutional rights were violated when he was forced to plead guilty to murder. How are you forced? I mean, at his age, and his wife was found at his condo, bludgeoned to death.
And don't we just know he went and shot the judge from across the street?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, he fled. I mean, right after it happened, they found him in Mexico. Well, they didn't find him. He turned himself in. He was in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you believe
it? So he's finally done. He can't appeal anymore.
He's going to appeal. He's appealing again.
One more time.
His appellate lawyer encouraged the federal court to grant the petition, ask that Mack be freed from all bonds and restraints of Nevada and released from the Nevada Department of Corrections.
Good Lord. That can't be serious. That won't happen.
Can't be serious. Well,
I mean,
the legal system works and it doesn't work. You know, I mean, it works to protect, but it also works against the guilty. I mean, it works for the guilty sometimes because of your little loopholes and laws.
I know, but when you shoot your ex-wife and shoot the judge from the divorce judge.
How about stab her?
Oh, did he shoot?
How about stab her?
And then flee to Mexico. Isn't that kind of...
And you plead guilty?
Shouldn't that be the end of it?
Changed my mind. I think my constitutional rights were violated. Officials closed off downtown Reno. We remember on June 14th when a sniper shot Washoe District Family Court Judge Chuck Weller. He stood in the third floor chambers. The FBI launched a national search for Mack because he was missing. Several hours
Have you ever stood there? You just talked about going to crime scenes. Have you ever been in that parking garage and looked at the shot? That's not an easy shot.
No, I haven't. I haven't looked at that.
That's quite
a
shot.
Is that over there, too? Oh, God. Oh, I see what you're saying. Through the...
And then to go through the glass, I mean, it seems like that would deflect the bullet, but what do I know? I'm not a sniper.
Well, I'm glad you're not a sniper.
But
you seem to know an awful lot.
It seems like a hard shot to make. And
well, of course it is, but you know when you're mad.
I guess.
Crazy things happen. Mack, now 51, fled the area. He surrendered to officials in Mexico 11 days later and was brought back to the Washoe County Jail. He pled not guilty to the murder and attempted murder charges, but changed his plea halfway through his trial. Oops, I might be going to prison. I changed my mind. He later fired his trial lawyer, asked the judge to let him withdraw those guilty pleas, claiming that he was coerced into it.
How do you coerce somebody into that?
Clark County District Judge Douglas Herndon denied the request, sentenced Mack to the maximum on both counts. He sentenced Max to life in prison with parole.
Come on, we know how he was coerced. I mean, I shouldn't make fun of him for that, because that's what prosecutors do, is they threaten you with worse things if you don't confess. So
No, I can't imagine. I don't know. I'm not going to say, because I don't like to be judgmental, but I can't imagine pleading guilty to killing my mother, my father, my lover, my sweetie, my friend, if I didn't do it.
But if they hung over your head the fact that you could be sentenced to death.
I would go to prison and write a book. And I'd be released. There are ways. I mean, you just sometimes have to have faith in the... I mean, you just have to have faith sometimes. But to plead guilty? No. To say I was going to save my
Neither
life...
Neither would I.
I know
you
something
and I are
would
the
happen.
Same page.
Something would happen, right? If you really weren't guilty and you were spiritual, maybe you could handle it. Yeah, craziness.
Sounds like a Stephen King movie.
Yet to be done.
No, really, what is that?
So anyway, we don't know what's going to happen. He's trying again, trying for another appeal.
Yeah.
Mac, I don't want to hear no more about you, okay?
No, really,
Even when I eat macaroni and cheese, I think of him now. Mac.
When I first came here, I was like, this is the only news story? It's Mac every day on the
Chili
news.
Chili Mac. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We got politics and some other world things coming up right here on Broadview. Thanks for joining us.
The Buzz.
If you've been diagnosed with kidney disease or are new to the area and you require dialysis, you have a choice when it comes to kidney care and CKD information. DaVita has been the dialysis provider of choice for Northern Nevada for more than 10 years. So why should you choose DaVita for dialysis treatment? Here are some reasons that you can consider. Because of their superior, well-trained clinical team, DaVita has helped patients live longer, healthier lives. DaVita also has 6 convenient locations throughout Northern Nevada to serve you. And DaVita offers a variety of treatment options to suit your lifestyle. DaVita's commitment to Northern Nevada includes outreach and educational programs designed to manage your kidney disease, from kidney-friendly cooking to understanding how lifestyle changes make a difference in everyday life. Schedule your tour of a DaVita Dialysis Treatment Center near you today. Call toll-free 855-887-6790. That's 855-887-6790. DaVita Dialysis, because you do have a choice in Northern Nevada for kidney care.
There's a brand new resource to help you stay healthy, fit, and happy. It's HealthyReno.com. Log on to HealthyReno.com. Find the latest health news and find a local doctor, too. HealthyReno.com.
It's the 61st Annual Doctor's Wives Rummage Sale. One day only, March 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reno Livestock Event Center, 1350 North Wells Avenue. Over 19,000 square feet of quality rummage. Furniture, vintage and collectibles, men's, women's, children's clothes and shoes, dishes, housewares, linens, books, sports gear and equipment, toys, electronics, garden, tools, automotive, art and much more. 18 and older, $3 admission, children free. All proceeds go to UNR and TMCC nursing scholarships and local nonprofits. Get more details now at HealthyReno.com.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us. JP's Common Sense coming up in just a few minutes. What's it about today, JP?
Some bad Republicans.
Oh, I love your attitude, especially when you get down on the politics.
Don't like it when the Republicans disappoint me.
You're hard to please, aren't you? And also coming up after 3 o'clock, the very first anniversary celebration of Reno Tahoe Comedy. Wainwright, you know, we had the comedians in here for a long time. Dan Kim, a friend of mine, the hypnotist, and they're doing a special celebration. So he's going to call us next hour. We're going to find out all about it. It will be a kick. Lots of great comedians. So it's going to be a fun show. All that coming up. First anniversary. Hard to believe how quickly time goes.
Yeah.
Goes by so fast.
I've been there in a while. I've got to get back in there.
All right. Speaking of, we better get to it right now.
Okay.
Here's JP's moment of common sense.
Elvis Presley once said, "I ain't no saint, but I have tried never to do anything that would hurt my family or offend God." Unfortunately for Elvis, his precept left a lot of elbow room for doing wrong, and the poor man died on the floor by his toilet with 14 different drugs in his system. Like Elvis, Republicans do a lot of talking about family and God, but it's best to remember that politicians are politicians, not saints. The fact that a candidate for office is not a Democrat might be a good starting point, but leaves a lot of elbow room for doing wrong. February has given us 4 examples of Republicans embracing the dark side of the force. Richard Lugar, Senator from Indiana, Spencer Baucus, Congressman from Alabama, Joe Bonner, another congressman from Alabama, and Ron Paul, congressman from Texas. That last name is familiar because he's also running for president. Based on his morals, he shouldn't be running for dog catcher. Politicians are like coyotes. You don't look for coyotes you can trust. You build a chicken coop and keep the coyotes out of it. The coop we built to keep the government away from our chickens is old, full of holes, and it seems like I wake up every morning to find another chicken missing. Richard Lugar has been a senator from Indiana since 1977 and hasn't lived or owned a house in Indiana that whole time. As soon as he won the election in 1976, he put his house up for sale and moved to Washington, D.C. permanently. He still uses the house he sold in 1977 as the address on his driver's license, still flies back to vote for himself in that precinct, and still lists the house as his residence when he files for re-election every 6 years, even though complete strangers have been living there for the last 35 years. Maybe I'm simple-minded, but it seems to me like Lugar isn't really a resident of Indiana, so he shouldn't be representing them in Congress. Spencer Bacus was prominently featured in a 60 Minutes story back in November exposing how members of Congress use inside information to make themselves rich. That's illegal for the rest of us, but Congress critters do it all the time. That's how they go to Washington poor and come home rich. Bacus, however, was doing so in a particularly egregious manner, using his position as ranking Republican on the House Financial Services Committee to gather critical information, then buying or selling options based on that information. On September 18, 2008, for instance, at the height of the economic meltdown, Bacus had a closed-door meeting with Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke about the state of the economy. The next day, he made $18,000 trading options. On February 9th, the Office of Congressional Ethics announced that Mr. Bacus is under investigation. I don't care what political party you prefer, you should be hoping this slimeball gets the book thrown at him. His fellow Alabama Congressman Joe Bonner isn't accused of enriching himself, merely of forgetting what he was hired to do. Bonner is chairman of the House Ethics Committee, which has been investigating California Congresswoman Maxine Waters for almost 2 years now. She used her position to garner special favors for her husband's bank. And by special favors, I mean money. Taxpayer money. Our money. On February 11th, worried to a frazzle by the investigation, Waters publicly called the Republicans demons and accused them of racism. 6 days later, all the Republicans on the committee, led by Bonner, resigned. Bonner isn't the crook here, Maxine Waters is. But Bonner's is a coward, and that's almost as bad. If nobody's willing to stay in the kitchen and face the heat, the coyotes are going to be standing at the stove dipping and frying chicken like they own the place. Ron Paul's case is simple. For years, the congressman from Texas has been getting double reimbursements for his flights. When a sitting congressman flies back to his district from Washington, he buys the plane ticket with his credit card, then submits his travel voucher and gets reimbursed. The government pays for that flight, as it should. Ron Paul's scam was to resubmit the same travel expense to private entities and collect a second reimbursement. The cheap bastard was making money on his plane tickets. His excuse? He says inadvertent errors were made and absolutely zero taxpayer funds were misused. Listen closely, Mr. Paul. The issue isn't about misusing taxpayer funds. The issue is your dishonesty. I'm afraid if Ron Paul was president, we'd have to pay for every Air Force One flight twice. Once when the government filled the tank with jet fuel, and once when Ron Paul got reimbursed for it. It's important that conservatives neither make nor accept excuses for these four men. Vote them out of office as quickly as possible and learn the pertinent lesson once and for all. Evil is inherent to the nature of government, and the only way to limit that evil is to limit what government is allowed to do. Looking for a vegetarian coyote is a waste of time. That's today's dose of common sense.
Wow. I like that. Congress critters. Badgers.
You always like it when I say
badgers, varmint, skunks, and hyenas. Getting away with all that. And I've got more. I've got a story about Maxine Waters.
Oh, do you?
Hour. Yeah.
Good. Let's talk about it.
Dug up some Maxine Waters stuff. I knew you'd love that. The very first African-American lawmaker, they're saying she was. How old is she?
She is not.
Yeah, how old is she?
I don't know.
She's an old woman, isn't she?
I don't think that's true, but we'll check
well,
it
I got
out
a story. A story on her coming
okay.
up. Wow. That makes a lot of sense. And I think people are just beginning to get the fact that if they don't vote these people out, but to vote them out, you got to know something about them.
Right.
That's the hard part.
And even if you're a conservative, you cannot go out there and support somebody who you know is a crook. Bacus is using the Congress to make himself rich. Get rid of them, Alabama. Come on.
I know, but how do you know? I mean, the lies start where and where do they end? It's pretty hard to know. Yeah, she's not. There's Maxine Waters. She was born in 1938. Yeah, she's old. She's an old woman. We're going to talk about her. Coming up, I like that, JP. Thanks for that dose of common sense. And you can read that again all week long, more than once if you want, at jpattitude.com. Your news is coming up next. And then we're also coming up next hour, lyrics for the Barack Obama song.
There's a Barack Obama song?
Our kindergartners are learning it. Right now, you're with KBZZ, Sparks Reno.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. The commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan is recalling coalition personnel from Afghan ministries after two American military officers were killed inside the Interior Ministry in Kabul. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer has President Obama's reaction.
At the White House, there's clearly growing concern about the ongoing violence in Afghanistan, only underscored by the killing of the two U.S. military officers there. The White House says President Obama called the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen. Mr. Obama has expressed his condolences to the families of the two slain U.S. military men. The president and General Allen discussed efforts to at least encourage dialogue and calm in Afghanistan.
Al Jazeera English reporter Bernard Smith is in Kabul.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the shootings and says that their gunman fled the scene. The Taliban also say that the killings were in retaliation for the burnings of Qurans at the U.S. military-controlled base at Bagram.
Well, this attack came during a fifth day of deadly protests in Afghanistan over the Quran burnings. Pakistan is apparently trying to forget about some of its past. Security forces have begun demolishing the compound in which American special forces killed Osama bin Laden. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer visited the site in May.
This house is really quite out of character for this little suburb. There's a very tall concrete wall all the way around and also barbed wire all the way along the top. Inside that compound, and it's quite large, there was room for both American helicopters to land, and that's where the firefight took place and also where the bodies were collected from and removed by the Americans.
Some analysts say Pakistani officials must have known bin Laden was there but chose to look the other way. Not winter snow, but winter wind causing a lot of problems in the Northeast. Thousands of people have had their power knocked out. Matt Chagnon's with the Public Service of New Hampshire.
Windy weather continues to be out there, causing some more outages throughout the day. So as we get done some, we go out and we fix others.
Winds in Ohio hit at least 55 miles an hour in some places. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula tells us about a dispute in Virginia over how many guns are too many guns.
Relatives of those killed in the Virginia Tech shootings, including Andrew Goddard, held a conference call with Republican Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. They urged him not to repeal a law preventing someone from buying more than one gun a month.
All of the things that have been used as arguments for why we don't need this anymore, not one of them stands up to scrutiny.
The Virginia law was enacted in 1993 after the state became a supplier of weapons used in crimes in major East Coast cities. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The trial is set to begin Monday over the catastrophic 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, even as lawyers, executives, and public officials continue settlement talks. BP could be on the hook for as much as $52 billion. This is CBS News.
Motorcycle.